So since Thursday, and probably by the time that you guys are seeing this, it is maybe Tuesday or Monday. I mean, who knows? It kind of depends. But Roblox was down for 3 days, over 60 hours. Roblox was down, and it only recently got started up for us. So what does this mean for the Roblox community, and what does this mean for Roblox? Let's find out today. This is going to be a pretty decently short episode, so you guys won't have to wait as long. But find out today on the Gamely Podcast and stay tuned so you know all of our thoughts and what we think really happened with the situation. Hello, peoples. Oh, yeah, oh, no, sorry.
Hi.
You do the intro then.
This weekend has been interesting if you're a
Awful.
Roblox player. It's been interesting.
Awful for YouTubers, not awful for Creecraft though. Creecraft has been prospering off of this. So, if you guys didn't know,
Yeah, if you didn't hear the news, if you didn't, then you're Dumbo. Just kidding. If you didn't, then you just didn't.
if you didn't, then you are Dumbo, or you just don't pay that much attention to Roblox. But Roblox has been down for the last like about
3 days.
yeah about 4 days.
Like a good 3 days.
This morning, as of recording this, which is Sunday, it had been down for over 60 hours. So that's just a
That's a lot
small
of hours.
so that's just a small taste of what it's been like. And people have been just losing their minds because no one has known what to do during this insanity that is the Roblox being down.
I don't really know what I'm gonna be talking about and to talk about it besides you coming over to my house, but like that's all I can talk about.
Okay, well, we're gonna do a quick talk about it, and then
There's
we're gonna
not much
move
to
on to the
talk
main.
about, but okay.
And we're gonna move on to the main topic of today's episode, which is
So
why.
the main topic, which if you haven't guessed, then you're Dumbo.
That I can't agree with, though. That one's true. That one's true. Think Big, would you like to get us started on the thing, or on the think about it? What? On the talk about it?
Okay, so we're gonna start talking about the think fig about it.
Listen.
Okay,
Stop.
so a nightmare came to my house and he embarrassed himself.
What do you mean? I'm a
I
YouTuber.
blasted the truth. Da,
I'm a YouTuber. It's my job to embarrass myself.
da, da. Since he embarrassed himself. Roblox was down, so honestly, all we had to do, well, we were gonna record, and then Nightmare couldn't log into his
Account because
Anchor account, so like that was done. So basically, we played with fidgets, and you definitely didn't hurt yourself in Twister.
no, I probably didn't. Although, in fairness, I'm surprised I beat you.
You know what,
I beat you.
like,
I beat
what? He's
you.
just saying that, okay?
What?
He's just saying that. He
No,
didn't
I no.
ask.
I beat her.
Sadly. But that's literally all I can talk about because, like, I haven't been playing much Roblox. Although, I'm gonna save this for, I'm gonna save, like, more about it for the main topic of the episode. But, I played a little bit of the Roblox Adopt Me update with Nightmare, like before the whole commotion. And
Yeah.
that's when it actually like started for me though. I'll talk about more of my story per se, like for the main topic, but
Yeah.
I did get to play a little bit of that before Roblox died. And
Yeah.
this has been the, well, I'll say that for the main topic. I have a lot to say.
So I really have I'm kind of with you here. Besides doing my like simulator nonsense that I usually do, like grinding and games and stuff, I really haven't been doing that much, and I'm a little annoyed that this happened even more now because I really just realized that now I have to wait that much longer for the new YouTube Simulator X update.
Yeah, because they're trying to, like, yeah,
And
a lot
honestly, so
of
yeah,
that.
I'll say my story of when I noticed it. happening, like, for when we actually get into it. But this also definitely put a lot of updates for my games on hold, because that put a lot of work... That put a lot of work on my new simulator game that we're making, and, or Cookie Obby.
What kind of cookies?
Well, the new update is the Oreo update, so every single new stage is Oreo themed.
Oh, I love cookies and cream!
Oh, it's cherries and cream. Or what is it?
Cherries and cream? No.
Oh, I thought it was cherries. Oh, yeah, berries.
Well, now it's cookies and cream. Cookies and cream.
I thought it was, I'm a little lad who likes cookies and cream.
The octave?
No! No! I have a headache. Stop.
I didn't do anything.
So, yeah, other than that, I kind of destroyed my throat last night, screaming Dora memes. Don't ask questions.
I went trick-or-treating last night, and it was interesting because I'm not gonna, like, say the whole thing because it might reveal a little bit about myself, but I went trick-or-treating with three friends. And one of my friends, we're going to call her the redhead girl. If you know who I'm talking about, do you know who I'm talking about?
I mean, there are two redhead girls, though.
The one who's not tiny.
Oh.
Like, oh, the normal
that
size.
That must have been awful, then.
Well, okay, so there's one house in my neighborhood, and there's this old guy answering, and he's like, oh, there's trick-or-treaters last, oh, hi, are you gonna throw rocks at my house or something?
What?
Keep in mind, this is an old guy, and he is like, and then, my friend, the redhead girl, she said, no, we aren't gonna throw rocks at your house, we're, and then she said, our religion.
What?
We're, so, like, she's like, no, we're not going to throw rocks at your house. We're, and then.
What does rocks have to do with your religion?
Because we're not going to throw rocks at the man's house.
You know, you say that, but I'm sure that there are multiple people in our religion that have probably TP'd someone's house before. So, well, my mom was worried about, like, trick-or-treating, and she, because. Like, we weren't here at our house, because if you guys haven't realized...
We trick-or-treated at my house.
If you guys didn't realize, I don't live in the same state as ThinkFig.
Yes, and, you do. You do now.
I wish.
Okay.
And, oh my god. Oh, I just turned on my auto-clicker. Oops.
Just so you guys know, he does.
I don't. And, so, before we left, and my mom was like, oh, wait, what about candy? And we were all like, what about it? I don't want people to TP our house. And we were like, no, if anyone's going to TP the house, it's because Nightmare said something rude about them on the podcast.
Well, like, when we went trick-or-treating, there's, like, this one house with, like, all these tables and, like, take something from each of these buckets. It's for all these houses over here. Why didn't you just get a good neighbor and, like, get candy and put it in a bowl and then give it to a neighbor, and then the neighbor could be like, okay, this is the so-and-so's house's candy. They're on vacation.
Because we don't know the many neighbors that we generally want to talk to.
So you're just going to be mean to your neighbors? That's sad.
We generally just don't like our neighbors. They're annoying.
That's sad.
How is it sad? We just don't like them.
That's right, people. Nightmare isn't nice.
I'll be nice to people who are not dumb.
So basically everyone's Dumbo the Elephant, you're saying.
Yes.
Dumbo!
Okay, so now into the real topic of this. Roblox, what the heck happened? Now, I have a couple of
theories. Can I make this into a different segment?
No, because I don't want to wait for this thing to upload.
Oh. Okay. Roblox betrayed me.
So.
And then it didn't.
So, I have a couple theories on, like, what could have happened here.
There's a lot of theories.
One of them is mainly the fact that it could have been possible that the servers were on fire. it's not a very uncommon type of thing. I'm surprised that they even got it fixed today, because I'm pretty sure that all the store, like, all the Roblox factories are closed. It's not really factories, but, like, all the Roblox places were straight up closed, so I'm a little surprised that they got fixed today. I mean, in general, I was expecting it to not get done today. Like, if it had gone to, if it was still, if this, hold on, let me rephrase this. If this was still going on, like, if it had ended in, like, not next weekend or something, people would generally start to get really concerned.
Well, when it first started happening, like, when the avatars were just glitching out, Roblox said it would only be, like, a 1 to 2 hour, like, thing. It ended up being 60-plus hours.
Yeah, and that, like, here's my thing about this. They are a $15 billion company. And that is happening. That's what makes me mad. Is like, when you have a company that is worth that much money, and then glitches like that keep on happening, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, can I say my story on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my story. Nightmare is not allowed to interrupt me.
Ah!
So, basically, me and Nightmare are on the forum, and I was like, and we both joined the Adopt Me new update, because, like, I just wanted to check it out and stuff. Last year's was better.
Yep. Also,
No interruptions.
Sorry, I just want to say, we might do, like, a second episode this week, just because this one's gonna be a bit shorter, so we might do a second episode talking about that.
Yeah. But anyways, when I was, like, playing the minigame, like, the map started glitching, and I was like, this usually doesn't happen unless I'm playing a game for, like, 5 hours straight. So, like, then I left because Nightmare was on the phone with Subminer, and, like, I just didn't want to get in their way.
Working on the game.
So I left, and, like, it wasn't loading right, so I was like, okay, maybe it's just, like, a glitch, I'll come back to it after dinner. Well, after dinner, it was just, it was not working at all.
Everything was fritzing out, because I was also, I think at the moment, Summer had left studio, because it wouldn't let him log into his account to actually...
Can I continue?
No, to actually work on stuff, and yeah, so I guess at that point is probably when it started happening for him.
Well, we have the same time zone. I'm pretty sure Subminer has same time zone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I was like, okay, I'll just come back to it in the morning, it's fine. So the next morning, it still wasn't working, so I was like, okay, it's probably something on my end, so I refreshed my iPad, and then I go back into Roblox, logs me out. So I was like, oh crap. And this is in the morning. I have 15 minutes to get ready for school, and I can't get into my Roblox account. So it's like the end of the world for me. So then I was like, okay, I'll just log back in real quick. I put the password in 6 times, and it still wouldn't work. So I was like, someone hacked me? So then I was like, okay, let me just sign in with my email and hope something works. And it didn't say the email wasn't working. It just, like, said an error has occurred. So then I was like, okay, let me try it on my phone. Maybe I can, like, do a quick login. And when I got into my phone, I was like, oh, it logged me out. So I was trying to get into my ThinkFake account, and still wasn't working. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to deal with this after school. And nothing was working, so I was like, oh god, what am I gonna do? Then after school, I was like looking on YouTube, and it seemed like that was happening to everybody. And then
I'm pretty sure at that point, did you see Creek's stream where he was?
Yeah, at that point, I saw Creek's stream. I was like, well, thank goodness that I'm not the only person, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people felt that way. I mean, I might be wrong, but like,
okay, now
I was there.
With me, I was talking with my friend, and I kept on saying, like, oh, Roblox is glitching out weirdly. He was like, no, it's not. And then, like, the next morning, I texted him, and I was like, is it glitching out for you now? He's like, yeah. So it happened at a very, it was really weird because it wasn't happening to everyone immediately. It was happening, like, really slowly.
I feel like I was one of the first people to experience it. Because, like, even when I logged into Roblox, like, before we started playing Adopt Me, it's, like, a little glitchy. But, like, it's always glitchy because, like, I'm on a mobile device that needs more storage.
You and Summer, yeah, I think that you guys were probably one of the first few people that had it happen.
Because, like, it was really bad, but, like, my iPad, like, is glitchy all the time, so it didn't really, like, come to me at first. So, like, it was kind of hard for me to tell, because, like, it's always glitchy, but, like, this time it was very glitchy. Like,
So, for me, I also had, I was rejoining studio because I was like, oh yeah, maybe it's just my thing. That's why, like, maybe I'm just the reason why I can't see stuff. Because, like I said, we were working on the new game, which there will eventually be a leak video. So, subscribe to the channel to see that. Sorry, I had to get the plug in. And we were working on that, and when I looked, I was like, hold on, why does it say, like, there's an error or whatever? Because I saw it, and I was like, oh, God. And when I tried to join a game, it was, like, it was taking forever to load pretty much anything. And the next morning, I was like, oh, maybe it's working now. And then, like, the first thing that I see is just the logout screen. I was like, uh-oh. But, I mean, at the moment, I didn't really realize that it was like that, so I kind of just went on with it, and I tried to log in, and it wouldn't let me, and I was like, weird, so I tried, like, 20 more times, and it didn't work, so eventually I kind of just gave up, but then when I got out of school, and, like, CreeCraft was live streaming that, I was like, oh, that's not good, that ain't good, so then it kind of started the chain of the fact that people were, like, slowly realizing that something was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just gonna say, Creek gained, like, a ton of subscribers from that thing. I mean, so many people were just streaming it, like, playing this until Roblox comes back or something. I mean, some people went to Core.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the graphics are better, but, I mean, isn't it made by the Fortnite peoples?
I think so.
That's disgraceful.
Yeah.
We can't be playing no Fortnite crap. I'm sorry if you like Fortnite, but it's stupid.
Well, me and Nightmare personally don't enjoy Fortnite.
I don't care that I'm being a hip. I don't like it. I like it even less now that people literally are just saying, all you have to do is make one video on Fortnite and you'll become famous. That, my friends. Well,
But if you do a channel, don't you do a channel because you enjoy doing it, not to get views?
A little bit of both.
I mean, yeah, a little bit of both. Obviously, you're going to want views, but you're going to do, like, let's say I hate fidgets. I'm not going to do fidget videos because I'm going to get a lot of views. I'd rather do something I'll enjoy.
Yeah, I guess in fairness that, yeah. But, yeah, like, it's generally, like, that got really bad, and people were a little annoyed because they also weren't getting any information off of Twitter. And eventually, they did post something eventually, and it was like, we may have found a source of the problem. And you're like, so you're telling us that there are more or less? Like, they were being really cryptic about it and not really giving us.
Didn't make me too thrilled was that Roblox isn't really updating us that much. I mean, they did a little bit, but, like, I wish they told us a little bit more.
At least once every day they were giving us an update, and it's like, okay, well, I mean, this is madness. You need to give us more than one update a day.
I wish we had a little bit more. I hope Roblox announces, like, what happened.
I'm just gonna say, like, I think that also people who just generally couldn't, like, I was honestly trying to even find something to watch because I had watched all my shows that I wanted to watch. I didn't have anything new to watch, and I was so sad. And for some
reason, I was looking forward when you came over, like that we like do a lot of Roblox videos and do the podcast. None of that really happened.
Yeah,
I mean, the podcast has nothing to do with Roblox did, but
like in general, the fact that Roblox is down just made it even more annoying.
You probably was a Coca-Cola truck.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, so apparently it now says that Roblox is slowly coming back online now, so we're good.
I think all the states have Roblox back, right?
Yeah. So today, which is for us, it's Sunday, and today was kind of like our first glimpse at like, okay, things are getting better now. And for me, it kind of started out with like Kaneko Kitten made a video like, oh, Roblox is coming back, and I was like, wait, what? And he managed to join the game, and I was like, we're saved.
I saw Peter Bread's video, and I was like, oh yay, it's coming, yay.
I was like,
I had to go to a Halloween parade, and I don't really know what time it came on.
For me, it was around like, what time is it? It was around like 5 or so.
Yeah, that's probably right, because we're probably the same region.
No, we are.
I meant we are. Are we?
Yes, I just said that.
I'm not dumb, people. So yeah, we're the same region. Like, I can drive to his house in, like, 6 hours.
Don't reveal time. Don't do that. No time revealing.
It takes, like half a day to get there.
Why? What part of don't reveal time?
Okay, I didn't say anything. Like, it could be 6 hours to go to Disneyland. I mean, it's not, but...
Yeah. But, in general, this is probably the most annoying Roblox shutdown ever. Especially because, like, they're literally still ending the Chipotle event. I'm like, really? You just had a massive shutdown, and you're literally just ending an event?
The last time a big something like this happened was in 2012. And I was under the age of 5 in 2012.
You're just revealing a ton today, aren't you? Too many ages.
I was little in 2012.
You were little. A little too late now, but okay. Yeah. So, in general, my thoughts on this are just generally the fact that this is ridiculous.
Yeah. And I'm glad they got it back up at least, but it's
thing is, like,
if we had more information, then I could say whether or not
it was understandable. Now, it could have been a server fire, but again, this company is worth $15 billion. And this is, like, this is the information that is being spread to us. Literally nothing. $15 billion, and that's the crap that, like, that's the information that we've been getting. Like, that's not okay. And in general, it's not, like, is there no compensation to all the compensation? Did I say that right?
Compensation?
Did I say that right?
I don't know. I was paying attention, for sure.
If I didn't, then I'm sorry. But, like, is there no... You're not going to pay your developers that literally lost probably tons of money from that?
Yeah.
I bet that, like, probably... I mean, games that probably prosper off of Halloween events and stuff like that probably lost thousands of dollars just from the shutdown. And... Again, you're going to literally end the Chipotle event still? Really? Like, literally people had one day to do it.
And you're just... I mean, there's a lot of, like, reasons it could have happened. Like, what happened?
And again, I'm going to say server fire. Their server's probably caught on fire.
Some people said that it could be that Roblox got hacked. I honestly don't think
that one's a dumb theory. I don't believe that one.
I don't really believe it. I mean, it's a possibility. Like, anything's possible with what could happen. But, like,
yeah.
I don't think that's the reason. People say AdoptMe is the reason, but I don't think it is.
No, especially because, I mean, AdoptMe hasn't been on the front page in forever. It's...
Yeah.
It's definitely not AdoptMe.
There's, in the Chipotle event, though, there's, like, 14 million people playing.
Now, Roblox has just straight up come out and said that it wasn't that, but then again, I mean, after this, can we really trust Roblox that much? Considering
I think no.
The amount of information that we were giving is also leading me to say no, because that wasn't, like, when you have a community that large, you really need to stay up to date with it and actually tell them what's happening and, like...
I mean, right now, we don't know much because it's, like, just starting to get back on. But
yeah, well...
We'll know more by next time we do, like, an episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Well, that's Alex, generally all I got. Subscribe to our YouTube channels because...
Don't subscribe.
Why? Why would you ever say that?
Well, don't subscribe to my channel.
What do you mean? Like, each video you upload gets, like, 13K.
Well, that's because, like,
You're fat ass. Okay, well, with that, we're going to end this pretty decently short episode. And we'll see you guys hopefully next week, maybe even a little earlier, depending on what we decide to do.
Yeah, hopefully earlier, I feel like.
And we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
And I just want to make sure that y'all know about potatoes.
And we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.